Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, The Seven Deadly Financial Sins. The Seven Deadly Financial Sins. You may have heard of the Seven Deadly Sins. It's a Christian teaching. They're also called the Capital Vices or the Cardinal Sins. And you may have, you may have heard of them, but I wanted to talk to you about how they relate to money. Okay, before I do that though, I want to say thank you to all those who share the podcast. We don't run any ads to the podcast or sponsored ads on here, so it's complete value. And the only way we can grow the show really is if you share it, which if you could do, that'd be amazing. And thanks to those who have left us a five-star review. We have 125 five-star reviews now on Spotify. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. And if you do share this on your Instagram stories, feel free to tag me at Lloyd James Ross and I'll reshare it as well. And so I just want to say thanks and appreciate it if you could share the show. It's the only way we can grow it. So, which has been growing very well lately, which is wonderful. So here we go. All right. Now to teach you this lesson about money. Most people make the mistake that money is about IQ and numbers and, you know, how smart you are or, you know, these sort of knowledge-based things. But the reality is it's a reflection of your behavior. And so the other day in my Telegram, which is free, by the way, if you want to jump into the Telegram, you can. It's lloydstelegram.com. Just jump in there. And I posted in there the other day something about committing some sins when it comes to money and what they look like in today's world. Because you might think the seven deadly sins, you know, like, I don't really feel like I commit them, but I'm going to show you how they're committed in 2024. Okay, so let me give a bit of a history lesson quickly with where these sins come from and how they then relate to money. Okay, so I think you're going to really enjoy this. So here we go. The seven deadly sins, known as the capital vices or cardinal sins. It's Christian teaching. They were developed by a guy called Tertullian, who was a Christian writer and teacher, and then continued by Evagrius Ponticus. Okay. So they, and then progressed further by other Roman writers and so forth. But basically they talk about the seven deadly vices, meaning, you know, the vices get you in trouble in life, right? So they've got this wonderful sentence and they say, to flee vice is the beginning of virtue, and to have got rid of folly is the beginning of wisdom. So the first step to getting wealthy and financially at peace and getting in control of your money would be to flee the vices, okay? So to flee vice, so just get away from these things, okay? Which I'm going to explain to you, the seven deadly sins. Move away from them as fast as you can, and that's the beginning of virtue. So that's why if you live a virtuous life, generally you're going to live a very wealthy life too, right? So, and by the way, rich doesn't mean wealthy. So if you get a lot of money, you can be rich, but wealth is more than that, isn't it? It's about joy, time, freedom, choice, living on purpose and mission, health. You know, there's so many parts of wealth. And so money and financial wealth is one of those elements. And so if you're rich, doesn't mean you're wealthy. Okay. So I'm talking about wealth, you know, where you've got financial wealth and all these other wealths as well. Okay. So we begin with fleeing vice. And then once you do that, then if you can acquire knowledge when it comes to money and experience, which is the other part of it, then you can avoid folly, which is making drastic mistakes. Okay, so that's the beginning of wisdom. Now, if you want to get some wisdom, you can grab my book, we've got two books actually. MoneybuysHappinessBook.com is where you can get it from. That would be the beginning. Well, this podcast is the beginning, hopefully, of wisdom for you, which is wonderful. And then you can continue the journey in the book. That's more practical money stuff in the book, by the way. So let's get back to really what gets people in trouble, though, even before they get the wisdom. You know, there's no sense learning about the practicalities of money, the knowledge side, if you haven't nailed the vice side. So let's flee vice. So what am I talking about when it comes to money? What the heck's Lloyd talking about? So here we go. Ready? The seven deadly sins are basically these ones, okay? Pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth, okay? You can go and Google these if you want, but basically pride is, you know, there's often the saying pride comes before the fall, right? So pride, being very proud of yourself, you know, like the opposite of humility, I would think. Greed, I think is, you know, greed, getting, you know, needing more than what you really, wanting more than you need, would be greed, okay? Wrath is where you think of inflicting some sort of damage on someone else, hatred towards someone. Envy, okay, this is very, very, very prevalent in today's society. Envy, okay, is where you want something that someone else has, okay, and you, especially in Australia, we call it like the tall poppy syndrome. We want to see others do bad because we want what they have. You know, keeping up with the Joneses, right? Envy. Lust, okay? Lust is where you sexually desire something that you shouldn't be, I would think. Well, not shouldn't be, but lust is absolute desire for something, okay? Gluttony is like eating too much, really, basically. It's like, you know, it's similar to greed, but it's like gluttony is just taking more into your body than what you really need. And then sloth, which is laziness, okay, sloth. So that's kind of, that's my quick, you know, opinion on or example of those particular sins, okay? So now how does it relate to money? We'll check this out, right? So if you suffer from the sin of pride, then you will have vanity. You will care about vanity a lot, okay? Now, if you care about vanity a lot or pride, then you're going to pay the luxury tax because you're going to care about what people think of you. So you're going to spend a lot of money on handbags and Botox and, you know, looking a certain way, okay? So that's called the luxury tax or the pride tax. That's the sin of pride, but the luxury tax is what you pay. There's a tax to pay for that, okay? If you like nice cars, there's a tax to pay. There's literally an import tax here in Australia to pay that too, okay? So if you suffer from vanity, you may pay the luxury tax, okay? You see this sometimes if people want to open the blue Tiffany box, okay? You pay the luxury tax for that. Okay, the next one, the sin of envy. This is actually, this covers all three. The sin of envy, wanting what others have, okay? Sloth, which is laziness, and gluttony, which is basically consuming more than you need, right? Then there's a tax to pay. You know what it's called? It's called the debt tax. Why do I think that? Because typically if you envy something that someone has, you go off and try and keep up with the Joneses and get it as well. And you'll use a credit card to do that, okay? Oh, those shoes look really good on that person. I want them too. Envy their shoes. Go use a credit card, buy the shoes, okay? Or you're very lazy with your money, so you don't do your audit once a month. So in which case, you don't know what's happening with your money, so you have to use credit cards for emergency funds and things that pop up that are unknown to you because you haven't planned for them because you have sloth when it comes to your money. Gluttony, right? Literally, desiring more than what you really need, okay? And so the debt tax is paid for this because if you're consuming more month at the end of the money, okay, then you're actually consuming more than what you need. And if you're a high consumer over and above more than you need, debt, not always, but quite often people will use credit card debt to go and do that. So I think really you've paid the debt tax when it comes, if you have any envy or sloth or gluttony, you'll wind up using credit card debt to pay for things that you don't really need because of those specific reasons, okay? So that covers three of the sins in one go, boom, pay the debt tax. The next sin, the sin of greed, pay the lottery tax, okay? So if you're greedy and you're like, oh, I want all the billions, okay, but I don't want to work for it, okay, because there's a bit of sloth there too. The sin of greed is then you go out and you start buying lottery tickets and that's your financial plan. So you pay the lottery tax and that's a real tax. Like if you're buying a $13, $15, $20 lottery ticket every week, multiplied by 50 weeks is $100,000 a year. And so $1,000 multiplied out or compounded, you know, turns into a bit of a tax. So, and you may buy more than one, right? So you pay the lottery tax if you suffer from the sin of greed. That's how it shows up is what I'm saying, right? Then the sin of lust, okay? So this is a big one, right? Now, if you lust after someone else and you're betrothed to another, then you may pay the divorce tax, okay? So if you literally lust after someone you shouldn't, what does Charlie Munger say? He says, avoid liquor, leverage, and ladies. So that's obviously for a man. Vice versa, right? So you pay the divorce tax. All right. Now, if you lust after someone and you get divorced, there's a divorce tax to pay. Okay. Now, that can be a very expensive tax if you happen to have a lot of money. Okay. Between both of you, I mean, you know, it can really disrupt the compounding effect of wealth building. Okay. Now, the final one, the sin of wrath. Okay, with the wrath is like wishing damage upon someone else or, you know, some sort of illness or just wishing something bad happen to someone would be wrath. Revenge, you know, being vengeful. So this particular tax is where you pay the lost opportunity tax. So if you suffer from wrath,
are the center of wrath, then you're really, you know, you're not kind to people. You're not good to people. And if you're not good to people, you don't give, you don't care about them, you're not kind, then you're going to lose a lot of opportunities out there. And you see this a lot, you know, people that suffer with sort of, you know, anger issues. And I think all the other sins can contribute to this, but this will really get in your way in terms of opportunities. If you're difficult to work with, you will not create opportunities for yourself. No one will be around you. No one will want to work with you. No one will trust you. So you want to definitely avoid the sin of wrath. Okay. So are you, you know, sin of pride or vanity, are you too vain? The sin of envy, sloth, and gluttony, are you basically wanting things that aren't yours or too lazy to look after your money or desiring more than what you need? The sin of greed, do you just want more than what you really need without having to work for it, right? The lottery tax. Lust, that one speaks for itself. And then wrath, you know, are you losing opportunities because you're hard to work with and you think bad things toward other people, right? Do you want badness for them? I could probably explain that a bit better, but that's really what winds people up in trouble when it comes to money, because they actually commit these sins and as a result, they go through financial turmoil. And I've seen this happen in business. Like, I've had business partners in the past where they're committing these sins, okay? And it's literally showing up in their life and how they show up to their business. It's showing up in how they are in a team. It's showing up in their balance sheet, in their financials, and they completely spin out of control, right? And they turn to drugs. Like, this would be something to really keep your eye on in your own life. Like, what sins am I committing? Even on a very small scale, they talk about in the seven deadly sins, there's a way you physically act, which is a sin, emotionally act, and then mentally think about it. So it doesn't even have to be a physical act of the sin. You could just think about it and then feel an emotion towards it, and that can actually impact and obviously create a physical experience of where you commit the sin. And none of us are void of sin. We, on a daily basis, we all suffer from one of these. It's just on a scale. So like, it's like not whether you suffer from pride or envy, sloth, gluttony, greed, lust, or wrath. It's just to what extent do you suffer from them? And so the whole idea of becoming financially, well, in control of your money, right, and wealthy, is those that can control these sins and how far they go with them will actually, you know, will result in what you do with your money. So like, for example, if you just think of like, oh, you know, that'd be nice to have that car, but you don't act on it, you're probably going to be wealthier. Or I don't really want to do my audit this month, but I will because I don't want to have sloth, you know. Do I really need that handbag? Am I really going to win the lotto? You know, it's like an 8 billion to one shot. Probably not. You know, so you have these thoughts about, oh, should I do this or am I going to do this? But then you pull up and you hold back. So that's being in control of your thoughts and emotions. Well, you can't really be in control of your thoughts, but you can be in control of your emotions a little bit. So it's like how you react to the thought is where you can control this. Because once the physical sin is committed, you can't take it back. And so your money will be damaged or it'll be affected by how you approach the seven deadly sins. So I hope that makes sense. I hope it's something that you can take on board and really think about, because when I learned this, I was like, really? Like, where these sins show up all over, like, particularly in business. Like, you know, you can see teammates or partners displaying or sitting on the high side of the scale of these sins, and it can wreck everything, you know. And the same goes with your bank account. If I look around at someone who's not so good with money, I look straight at what sins they're committing. I go, oh, hang on, so let's have a look. Okay, like I look at their social media. Okay, probably a lot of vanity there. I look at, they're probably creating envy. They probably envy others. Because if you create envy, generally speaking, you may envy others. Okay, if you go to my social media, I try not to create too much envy. I don't want to do that. I want to give value. And so you won't see me post like dick pics. What I mean by that is like, here's my check. And look, not anything against that if you do that. But like, I try not to because I don't want to create envy in any way I can. Look, again, no one's perfect, right? I try not to do it as much as I can. So yeah, I look at how people are showing up. You know, if they're buying a lot of tickets, you can tell straight away. And it does dictate who you do business with, right? So my question to you is, which of the seven deadly sins have you committed this week? And which ones, you know, do you think that you can get it under control? And let's, you know, and see how that shows up in terms of your finances, okay? So hope you've enjoyed the episode. And if you've enjoyed it, please share it, as I said. And I've really got some cool ones coming up for the next month. So buckle up, Phil. I'm going to send them in to you. And yeah, you're going to really love it. So thanks again for tuning in to Money Grows on Trees podcast. And I'll talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.